Dad's Trick. Story by Julia Wall. Illustrated by D. Texidor. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. My First Pimple.
I remember the day I got my first pimple. It was one of the ugliest things I had ever seen. Connor saw it too.
Oh, look, Mum, Lauren's got a pimple. He needs some pimple cream, he said.
Mum told Connor to be quiet.
Dad's going shopping, she said, giving me one of her meaningful looks.
Why don't you go with him? Okay, I said. I gave Connor an evil stare.
Dad and I went to the supermarket. After we chose all the food, we stopped in front of the pimple creams.
You pick what you want,
said Dad.
And I'll meet you up the front.
Cool, I said, and smiled at Dad. Dad understood that I wanted to choose something on my own. I looked at lots of pimple creams. I chose one called Acne Zap and went to meet Dad.
Chapter 2. Price Check.
There were lots of kids in the line behind Dad and me. So I hid the pimple cream under a bag of rice. The shop assistant picked up my pimple cream and looked right at me. She smiled and scanned the pimple cream. I started to feel hot. My face was turning red. The pimple cream wouldn't scan.
I'll have to get a price check,
the assistant said as she reached for the phone.
Hello, Tony. Can I have a price check for Acne Zap at checkout 3?
She asked in a really loud voice. The kids behind us looked at me and laughed. Dad gave me a wink.
Fancy needing pimple cream at my age,
he said loudly. I gave Dad another smile. Not that I thought anyone would be fooled. Dad is way too old to need pimple cream. But the kids behind us stopped looking at me and started looking at Dad instead. Dad's trick had worked.
Chapter 3. My Worst Enemy.
I looked around once more. What if I see someone I know, I thought. And that was when I saw Mel, my worst enemy. She was looking right at me. The shop assistant was still on the phone. Her voice was getting louder and louder.
Oh, the Acne Zap's on special,
she said.
Okay, then.
I looked at Mel. I could tell from her smile that she had heard and that she couldn't believe her luck. I gave her my so what look, but I knew that tomorrow she would tell everyone at school. I could feel my face turning red again. Dad gave me another wink.
I really must eat less chocolate,
he said to the assistant loudly. I looked at Mel. Her smile had disappeared. She looked at me, and then she looked at Dad. And then she looked away. Dad's trick had worked again.
Chapter 4. Scarred.
When we got home, I followed the instructions on the back of the acne zap. Rub onto the infected area as needed. I told Connor he was an infected area that needed some pimple cream. He didn't think that was funny. Over dinner, Mum told me to keep rubbing the cream in and then to leave the pimple alone.
You don't want a scar,
she said. Yes, Mum, I said. I didn't tell her that if it hadn't been for Dad, I really would have been scarred, big time.